SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Welcome to the program. Coming up, Resource Center opens at Thomastown High School. And later we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Thanks for your company. Stay tuned. The Thomastown High School in Clarendon now has a resource center constructed at a cost of $4 million. The Calvin T. Walters Resource Center, named after the institution's immediate past principal, is located on the ground floor of a two-story building, the top of which houses two classrooms for sixth-form students. It is equipped with printed material on various subjects and will be a center for student study, reference, and research. Work is underway to provide computers to support students with their learning needs, and the school is making the facility available to other institutions in the area. Speaking at the official opening of the Resource Center, Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaites congratulated the school's administration for the vision to establish the facility from its own resources and through fundraising activities.
This is big news when a school out of its own resources and feeling the need to advance its young people for generations to come, and to honor one of those who, on behalf of himself and all those who have toiled up to now, have been prepared to give their time and their life to the upliftment of our children. That's a good thing. It's a good day for Thomastown. It's a good day for education in Jamaica.
Minister Thwaites has pledged to partner with the school to set up a chemistry laboratory. Meanwhile, Member of Parliament for Northwest Clarendon, Richard Azan, who provided building material for the project, has pledged additional support for the operation of the center.
Mr. Nepper, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call Nepper 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
One of the goals of Vision 2030 is to ensure that no one falls into or remains in poverty because of lack of support. And as we support our fellow brothers and sisters, Jamaica will become the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Our community notice for today. The St. Stephen's United Church in Union Square Crossroads invites you to support its bazaar on Saturday, November 29 from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. There will be a variety of items at reasonable prices. And now, a glimpse of Jamaica.
Growing up, we usually visit the river often because we live in a rural area that never had access to tap water or even tank water, so we had to go to the river to for water to use for domestic purposes. But more than that, we had to go there very often to wash. Now, washing brush back then was a scarce commodity, so what we would do is to get the dirt out of the clothes, we identified the largest rock we could find, and what my mother would do, we would scrub the rock to get rid of any additional morass or any dirt that was on it, and then every time we go to river, we would use that rock as our washing brush. So we would beat the clothes on it, so like jeans and stuff, it wasn't washed with the bare hands, and for like softer materials, we would rub it or knead something, like when you're kneading flour, you knead it on it as much as possible to get rid of the dirt.
Sharing your glimpse of Jamaica is easy. All you have to do is send us an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. Include your name and contact number, or you may also give us a call at 926-359024. That's it for today's journey. I'm Casita Irving with studio engineer Andre Palmer. And until we do this again, take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.